this cluster in Melbourne. How much do you put that down to the work that New Zealand has done so they can get started? And how much do you put that down to the other side of changing circumstances in the world to be simple about it, the fact that perhaps the US needs to treat them?
I think it's both the work of New Zealand. Very strong common values with the United States, and expressed those in the post-2001 terrorism environment. I think that's really amazing.
You mentioned Iraq, the nuclear issue, and Al Wish for a free trade agreement today. And then, is that going to be the same message to President Bush?
The message tomorrow will be consistent with the speech today and consistent with the discussion. Secretary of State, which President Bush was fully briefed on what was discussed this morning, said the FTA will be making the point that when the government on this list, we're making a bid to be on. I'm very conscious that this is delicate times for the presidency with the Congress on the renewal of fast track. That in the past, climate negotiations hasn't always been well received in the organs of the Congress, so the administration is having to be careful for some time. But if there's an open.
So, would you expect to make it around tomorrow, or does the President have to
make it around tomorrow? We're an observer, we are a member of the International Union, we follow what's happening at the United Nations, we're noticing the increasing regional engagement and finding a way forward in Iraq, and we're always interested in using them.
Just on the free trade agreement, Prime Minister John Key back in New Zealand just before you left was saying the New Zealand government sat on its hands and raised its hands and done nothing, we're no further ahead. Is there any truth more to that, or do you think actually we are starting to get some traction?
I think that we've worked as hard on this as we could have, but for all the reasons I've outlined in great detail over a long period of time, we haven't yet moved into the queue. And that does relate in part to the small size of the open economy we already have. So we're not that attractive a partner necessarily. On the other hand, at some point, I think the substance of the New Zealand relationship overall with the US will be reflected in the negotiations.
Well,
how much of a prize is it actually
the same
anymore?
Sort of deal? Would you accept the same sort of deal that Australia got if you did
negotiate?
Oh,
well, let's get into negotiations first.
I'm just wondering how much of a prize it actually is. I mean, we're making good progress with China. There's talk about an APEC-wide free trade agreement possibly in the future. We've got more hope for the Doha round now. How much of a prize or a goal really is it to pursue a FTA with
the
US?
The big game is to some regional basis. Obviously, the China FTA is important because we face considerable tariff barriers going into China and other barriers. So, cracking that's important. I think with the United States, it's more an expression of the overall importance of the relationship. And it is a big economic relationship. This is the second biggest market in the free region.
Do you want us to be allies, or are you happy with the
threat? I've said this is the States.
Are you expecting any kind of tangible outcomes other than the meetings, obviously?
Well, I think it consolidates the progress we've been making on improving the relationship. And the warmth of the Secretary's meeting today, I think, suggests we've made a lot of progress. And we're continuing to look for ways in which we can work together.
Will you be coming back more frequently in the future?
Oh, you know, I don't think we want to overstate the importance of New Zealand's scene of things. We're formative people. You don't command annual audiences at the White House. But this visit is important as the point at which we register progress on the work that's been going on and have the opportunity to talk at head of government level about our major international issues.
Do you think it re-elevated status according to some of the officials that we've spoken to?
I think there's been a process of relationship improvement Samoa, which is where it's possible. This will be the 9th occasion on which I've met the president, had the opportunity to meet him. We've had quite a lot of interaction at the head of government level, but it's important that it happened here from time to time.
Prime Minister, are you speaking to
No, it's a reference to the issues in the South Pacific and Timor, and also the commitment we've made in Afghanistan. We're clearly,
not sure. Prime Minister, was that speech at all at home of your friends or at all for you in the would you still like them to do more?
Well, I indicated that the Agency for Development, which has contributed now to Vanuatu, it would be nice if the president sat there could go a little further. I guess one of the signals from both New Zealand and Australia is that while we're big in the South Pacific, we're not big countries overall, and it's always good to have other friends also active in supporting us.